Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Today I want to talk to you about a topic that I think, unfortunately, is one that a lot of people need to be paying closer attention to, but they're not. And that is the amount of sugar consumption that the average American today has in their daily diet. Now, again, I realize if you're listening to my voice right now, there's a chance that you probably are more conscious about this than most, but I guarantee there's a lot of people you know, friends, family members, maybe coworkers, that are not paying attention to this. And this is important because so much of our modern day diet is consisting of what we call highly processed foods. And part of the challenge with highly processed foods, there's a lot of challenges, and certainly we don't have time to go into all the challenges with highly processed foods, but one of the biggest challenges to highly processed foods is they contain what we call added sugars. In fact, you can look at most of the labels on the foods that you would be buying in your grocery store today, and you'll be probably shocked at how many of them list on their label added sugar. Okay? Added sugar means this. So there's total sugar on a label, and then there's added sugar. Total sugar is the sugar that would be naturally occurring in whatever it is that you're buying. So as an example, let's say if you were buying something that had a fruit base to it. Well, naturally, fruits, as an example, contain sugars by nature. That's just inherent in a piece of fruit. So there would be natural sugars that would be present in that fruit. But if you're buying a product off a store shelf that was fruit-based, it's going to have total sugar, and then it's going to have added sugar. The added sugar would indicate that's what the manufacturer of that food product added to the product that was not naturally occurring sugar. And so why would we do this? Why would a manufacturer of a highly processed food add sugar? Well, because we as a society are pretty addicted to sugar. We like sweet stuff. We like stuff that's got, you know, a sweeter lean to it. And a food manufacturer is generally aware that if they add things like sugar and or salt to our food supply, we will, number one, probably like it better in terms of taste, but number two, we will continue to eat more of it. Because, again, sugar and salt are things that we as human beings in modern-day society crave because it's in so much of the processed foods that we're consuming. So what we're on the hunt for, if you want to be really conscious about what you're consuming and what you're putting in your body, is we want to be on the hunt for products that have added sugar to them. So why would we want to do that? Well, there's a lot of problems with the sugar, meaning that many of us know that, you know, in today's society, consuming too much sugar is a real problem because this is just, again, so prominent in our daily diet. So let me give you an example. In the American diet, some of the top sources of sugar or added sugar would be things like soft drinks, fruit drinks, flavored yogurt, cereals, cookies, cakes, candy, and virtually, again, like I mentioned, just about every processed food out there seems to have added sugar and or added salt to it, okay? And then there's things that we might not even think about that also contain this added sugar, things like soups or bread, cured meats is an example, condiments like ketchup is a big one, or barbecue sauce. A lot of added sugars out there. And as a result, again, we as a society, we end up consuming way too much sugar. So how much? Well, right now, it's currently estimated that the average adult man takes in an average of 24 teaspoons of added sugar per day. Okay, that's according to the National Cancer Institute. That's equivalent to 384 calories. So just think about that for a second. In our country, the average American male is consuming an additional 384 calories from added sugar to the foods that they're eating. I mean, that's a little scary, actually. And obviously, excess sugar's impact on obesity and diabetes is very well documented. It's one of the reasons why we have such an incredible amount of type 2 diabetes, not just here in this country, but throughout the world. Part of it is the highly processed foods, but again, big part of that is the added sugars. Okay, so it has a serious health effect. But now, recent studies are pointing to the fact that it may also be having an effect on heart disease. So there was a study done not long ago over the course of 15 years. So this was a long-term study where they looked at, you know, what are these added sugars in our diet doing to people long-term? And what they discovered in that study was that people who got 17 to 21% of their calories from added sugar, get this, had a 38% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease compared with those who consumed 8% of their calories as added sugar. So basically, the higher intake of added sugar, the higher the risk for heart disease. Now, what's interesting about this is while the effects when it comes to heart disease are not completely understood yet, what we know is that, for instance, high amounts of sugar overload your liver. So your liver metabolizes sugar the same way it kind of metabolizes alcohol. It converts it into dietary carbohydrates and fat. So over time, this can lead to a greater accumulation of fat, of course, which then turns into things like fatty liver disease, which is a major contributor to diabetes. And again, diabetes also raises your risk for heart disease. Also, consuming too much sugar can raise your blood pressure and, for most of us, increases chronic inflammation in the body. And again, both of those are pathological pathways to heart disease. Okay, so again, this is part of the issue that we're facing, and the worst part about it is consumption of excess sugar like this does something to our ability to maintain a healthy weight because it contributes to weight gain because it literally tricks our body into turning off what we call our appetite control system because a lot of these added sugars oftentimes come in the form of liquid calories, right? These are added to beverages that oftentimes the average consumer is drinking, and these are what we often refer to as empty calories, okay? So this also leads to a bigger problem with weight gain, okay? So the problem that we've got is it's not that sugar in itself is bad, but in itself, that would be natural sugar. So as an example, if we were to reach for an orange or an apple or a banana, they all contain natural sugar, which is fine because there's also included in those fruits natural fibers, and those natural fibers are designed to help minimize some of the effects that sugar has in the body. And when I say minimize some of the effects, minimizing some of the need for the body to release insulin to balance blood sugar levels, right? Because fiber is one of those ways we can help manage blood sugar levels. But again, in products that are highly processed foods, this is straight up added sugar that becomes the problem because this is sugar devoid of other things like the natural fiber that would be part of it or the natural fructose in the case of fruit that would be part of it. So again, it causes a lot of issues for us. So naturally people go, well, Ken, well, that's why I've stopped consuming a lot of added sugar and instead I've decided to consume artificial sweeteners. Right? That's unfortunately one of the other paths that people will take, right? And in the case of people who are battling type 2 diabetes, this is a common advice point from their doctors. Hey, you need to avoid that excess sugar. So, you know, instead of drinking regular soda, drink that diet soda, right? Again, I don't think that's great advice because diet sodas and other products that contain these calorie-free artificial sweeteners, while they're popular, they also are finding in more studies a tremendous amount of potential negative effects. So to give you an idea, small studies have hinted at potential health problems, including things like higher risk of cancer, kidney disease, and also, again, heart disease. Now, a large study recently has found a potential link between artificial sweeteners and an increased risk of strokes, heart attacks, and related cardiovascular problems. So as we move forward in time, more and more of these artificial sweeteners are finding challenges long-term when we're using them in terms of the risks to our physical health, okay? In fact, one of the things that is true is years ago, there was a study done, and it's about 3 years ago now, and the study provided that the key findings were that artificial sweeteners were linked to a 9% higher risk for any type of cardiovascular problem, including heart attacks, and an 18% greater risk of stroke. So you think about the average person who's switching to artificial sweeteners because they're trying to eliminate these added sugars. Now we're putting ourselves at risk for other issues on top of it. So, you know, what is the take-home message there? Well, the take-home message is this. You don't have to consume all these highly processed foods with added sugars. You also don't have to resort to the artificial sweeteners that have other associated risks with them, okay? Needless to say, we as a society are way, way over-consuming sugar, okay? And they come in various different forms. So as an example, you know, it could be added sugar that says cane solids or corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. I mean, you have to be careful, and one of the things I would encourage you to do if you're not aware of this, educate yourself on all the different names that these added sugars are given, and then also educate yourself on the different names that these artificial sweeteners are given, because sometimes they look close. As an example, aspartame, well, most people recognize that as an artificial sweetener, and again, that one particularly linked to higher risk of stroke. But other people don't realize that acesulfame potassium, which just sounds like a form of potassium, right, is actually also an artificial sweetener. And sucralose, ironically, sounds really close to sucrose, which is just straight up sugar. But sucralose, even though it sounds similar, is actually the brand name Splenda, which was associated with higher coronary artery disease risk. So we just have to be careful and understand that labeling-wise, if we're not looking closely, sometimes we overlook a lot of these either added sugars or added artificial sweeteners. So, again, the take-home message is this. We want to avoid these things as much as possible. Most of us in our regular daily diet, because we're not eating a pristine diet 24/7, we are consuming some highly processed foods. We are consuming things that have added sugar or potentially maybe unbeknownst to us or maybe knowingly, but hopefully in minimal amounts, consuming things that may contain some of these artificial sweeteners. So we want to look for the alternatives. We want to look for things that don't contain added sugar, that maybe contain natural sugars or are naturally sweetened, or contain maybe some of the alternatives like we use in Zuma. As an example, one of the alternatives we use in Zuma is not any of these artificial sweeteners, but we're using things like erythritol as an example in the Zuma Blast, right? That's one way that we sweeten something to make it taste better. Or, you know, we're using other things that would be more naturally based, right? And again, we do that in Zuma because we don't want to add to the added sugars that we know most people are already consuming. We would never use artificial sweeteners, artificial flavoring, none of that. That's just not anything that, again, if we're producing health and wellness products, we're never going to add those artificial sweeteners to our product. It just makes absolutely no sense. That's why we turn to natural sweeteners like stevia as an example, because we know that that'll satisfy that sweet craving that so many of us have, but yet it won't do it at the expense of any health damage to our bodies. As an example, one of the reasons people seem to love Focus Up in a drink stick form is because it kind of satisfies that sweet tooth that so many of us have, but it's used it's got stevia in it, and that's how it's sweetened. And stevia, you can look it up and you can do your own research. Lots of positive health benefits from stevia and no negative side effects from stevia. It's actually a great natural sweetener. And it comes with almost no calories. That's the other thing. Again, so many of us are worried about gaining weight or excess body fat. If we're consuming excessive amounts of sugar, that oftentimes leads to excessive body fat and weight gain, right? It's just a natural correlation. But if we're consuming something that has more natural sweeteners in it, stevia as an example, it actually not only supports our ability to not gain body fat, but in some cases, some studies are revealing that it actually can support your body's natural ability to burn fat. And again, that's another reason why it's used in many of our Zuma products when we're looking for something that is a sweetener as an example. So this is the take-home message. If you are concerned about weight gain, if you're concerned about cardiovascular health, if you're concerned about just overall health in general, minimizing the amount of sugar you're consuming is a great first step. Not turning to these alternative artificial sweeteners is a great second step because, again, those are great for minimal usage in rare cases, but it should not be part of your regular daily diet, again, because of the health risks associated to it. So you should be looking for products like you see in Zuma, products that are naturally sweetened, products that don't contain any of these added sugars. One of the things that we recently released in Zuma just a couple years ago was Xyome 365, a great product for gut health, but yet it has no added sugars, no artificial sweeteners, but it tastes fantastic. It's great tasting, and it's something that people look forward to drinking every day. But yet, one of the competitors in the marketplace is something called kombucha. Well, kombucha uses sugar for fermentation. That's how kombucha is made. But the problem is usually they taste so bad that the manufacturers of those kombucha products that you're going to buy off the store shelf have to add sugar to them after the processing, because otherwise they know you're not going to drink because you won't be able to stomach the taste. So if you look at something that's designed for gut health, something that's supposed to be supposedly healthy for you, and you look at the amount of added sugar in some of those products, it'll shock you, and you start to ask yourself, how really good is this now for my gut with all this additional added sugar the manufacturer's put into it? Again, that's why you want to pay attention to the labels and look at what you're buying. Even so-called health products oftentimes have a lot of hidden added sugars or even artificial sweeteners that we want to be aware of and make sure we avoid as much as possible. So I'm excited to tell you that if you're using Zuma products, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, because we're going to always do the responsible thing and make sure that we put in natural, healthy, and safe sweeteners that don't add to any of the health problems that we have in our modern-day society.